When are you going to get a heart?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Dan Dibley, Mark Grandy will be coming to you from Vegas today. Willard's here. Grandy, where's Grandy? He's in Vegas.
Yeah, LV.
Yeah,
I saw. Probably at the blackjack table. They're adding Uno to the tables in Vegas.
What?
Uno.
What about it?
They're adding it to...
No, there. That's a game.
They're adding it to the tables in Vegas. It broke last night. Just, I don't got all the rules. I'm just telling you what's going on. They added Uno.
Anyway. Yeah, we're only 2 weeks into free agency. We should be getting Jonathan Kuminga updates.
That's like a month. We're only 2 weeks in. I told you he was coming back.
Brett Siegel, Clutch Points, is reporting that what it's looking like now is the Warriors are going to try to reach an agreement with Kuminga with the understanding that they'll try to trade him in February.
Okay, so I saw that, Steiny, and I want him back. But the bottom line is, what if he's balling out of control? It doesn't necessarily mean he's getting traded if he's playing the best ball of his career and just helping the Warriors win. So when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, still a chance they bring him back and he plays a whole season. But man, this is dragging out.
You see Jimmy Butler up in Tahoe?
Yeah, I did.
Saying hi to Steph Curry.
Yeah, him and Bazemore.
Oh, Bazemore was there?
Yeah. Now, why would you? That's family. He got Steph the shoe deal with Under Armour. What didn't you like about it? Because there's something.
Nah, Bazemore's cool.
Yeah. No, what about the Jimmy part? I liked it. It's like me coming to check you out, you know?
Let yeah, you know. Of course. Like you, so, yeah, it's like if let's say I'm...
Why did I bring it up, see, man? What
I'm doing something really cool that I'm really into, and you feel the need to come by and steal my thunder.
No, it That's was fine. Happening up there this weekend. That I know for a fact.
Yeah.
I know some people that went. Regulars. It was popping.
A couple other things with the Warriors. So right now, the Warriors... They have nine players under contract right now, nine. And they have about $25 million left under that apron.
Mm.
So if Kuminga does come back, they've got to fit him and a couple other guys under that number if they don't want to go above that. And there's a name that's popped up.
Bradley Beal. And buyout.
Ben Simmons. Beal's not. Beal's going to the Clippers.
You think so, Steiny? Hey, damn, man.
Hey, look.
Well, don't say why would he. The Warriors had some action.
Yeah, and here's the other one. And we're seeing it time and time and time again. You see that Cole Anthony was bought out.
Yeah, I did see that.
Hey, how about him?
I would love him.
Hey, he's going to the Bucks.
All right.
He's going to the Bucks.
The Cole Bay Anthony. For him. We got pods.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, you really think Bradley Beal's going? He ain't coming here.
I think he's going to the Clippers.
Man,
that's what I think.
Yeah, and the price is what's going to hurt if it's just for much of nothing.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. See what else? Kevon Looney did a podcast with Marcus Thompson. And let me play some of it because Kevon Looney was
still should be here, but
was
all
a legitimate
right.
Warrior. Well, wasn't meant to be. Hey, Kevon, talk to me.
Most was the last straw. That's where you like, I'm done. I'm out.
I guess when it's, I wouldn't say that. Quentin's my guy, but it was anybody but me. It seemed like at this point.
Who hurt the most? Which move hurt the most?
I don't know. They all seem the same. I don't put nobody there.
Really?
It was not one moment. It was not one moment. It was more of a like even this year, probably the playoffs. Like we blowing against Steven Adams. This is what I do. And I feel not really they're not giving me the chance to really let me do what I do. It's kind of like, all right, y'all don't trust me. I thought y'all trust me. Right? They put me in that at the end of game seven. Well, we had to wait to that point. That's what kind of go like, all right, y'all really don't think I'm that good no more? What's the problem?
But, I mean, but that's kind of how it's always been, right? When you in trouble, turn to Loon. That's your calling card. You ain't like that no more?
Nah, you're sick of that at some point. Like, all right. And the first, when you prove yourself the first 4 or 5 years, cool, but after 10 years of it, like, either trust me or you don't.
Wow, man.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness. Chin, wow. I'm hugging him through the phone. And I'm with him. And you just brought up this, I don't know if you meant it, Steinie. Oh, he's been a good soldier, talking about Jennings and all that. That's all Kevon Looney's ever been. And I'll just say it with a little volume, is every time you needed him, he's come through. But he sat there and told you, like, and not dissing his teammates, but like, man, you're going to wait to game 7 to throw me? Like, what do I got to do to get through him? When did rebounding die? Let me help you guys out. I got the answer to that question. It never has. But I just hate he left here. But now we know why. He felt like, you know, unwanted, man. Taken for granted. Unless I need a Q-tip and my ears heard wrong. But boy.
Hey.
Wow. For Loon Dog. Wow. It's rough. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. That was interesting. But?
Still haven't replaced. Well, Al Horford, right? Allegedly.
I mean, they have two young centers they want to get playing time to. Quentin Post and Trace Jackson Davis. But, man, I'll tell you what. Now I don't want to start anything, but Kevon Looney's not happy. Jeez.
Well, he was asked a question, Steinie.
Right.
He was on a podcast.
He doesn't like.
He was disappointed.
Yeah, he doesn't like to be called the security blanket and then not be trusted.
Yeah. I understand it, and I get it.
Let's listen to more of Kevon Looney. Jeez, what a malcontent.
Bro, does that make this time easy to just pull a Band-Aid off and dip and take the money?
Yeah, for sure. Cause especially not knowing, in the years past, you kind of could bank on your role. I kind of could bank on kind of know what's going to be like when I came back. This like the last few years, everything's been changing. Everything's been kind of up and down. So it's like, all right, well, they're telling me to wait. You know, my minutes are always up and down. It's like, all right, what's really going to happen? I don't know how they really view me, what they really going to offer. It can vary from, with the Warriors, it can vary from, you know, the taxpayer mid-level to the minimum. So I'm like, I can't really, that's a big difference. I can't really wait on that. Kind of want to control my own destiny, so. That kind of made it easier because I know how they like to negotiate, how they like to, you know, do business. So I knew it was going to be a low ball probably to start. And if I couldn't find nothing else no money out there nowhere else, is going to be, you know, I was just have to take it. So I didn't want to do that again.
All right. Kevon Looney basically saying,
that, man.
You know, the Warriors at that point didn't know if they were going to have the full mid-level or the taxpayer mid-level, and the difference between those is about $5 million and $14 million. And he said clearly the Warriors aren't doing anything until they figure out the Kuminga thing, and that impacted Looney. Looney got an offer, and Looney went bye-bye.
Yeah, and I'll say this about that because, again, by all accounts, Horford or their center's on its way if that comes to fruition, but you know, I'll use a bad analogy, Sonny, but it's your first day back, so you're ready for it. It's like Casey Schmidt when he first came up and he was batting 400 and looked like the next. He had a hit record going, but you gotta compile an album. And Kevon Looney saw TJD get the opportunity to start games, and there were games he was effective, and you were thinking, okay, where's this thing going? And then that kind of subsided, volume, you know, went mute. Same thing with QP3. I love a stretch five, but he's nowhere near what Kevon Looney is in the paint as far as rebounding, altering shots, switching. So we all saw the pearly whites from Looney being the good soldier, but that soundbite, you know, him telling Marcus, he was second-guessing it, but he still put his best foot forward, Steinie, but he didn't like it. And I like to hear that. Give us the real.
I think it's funny that – you know, we always tend to think, like, did you hear what Looney said? I know how the Warriors negotiate. They're going to lowball me to start, and then it's going to take some time. And he just was like, I can't do this now. I'm going to take something firm. And he got it from the Pelicans.
But he did mention QP3 being, not personally, the last straw. Like, that was the signal from the organization. Like, he felt like he should have been in there, Stoney.
Well, maybe if he – I thought he was practicing threes before the season.
Yeah, I remember that convo.
Maybe yeah, I don't know. Come on, yeah, Ben Simmons. We're just talking to Ben Simmons.
Yeah, Beyonce should be here soon.
I don't get it.
What are they talking about? Him coming to a concert at Chase? Because it should be basketball heaven.
Well, they only have nine players under just, contract.
Why not, Stoney? Bring him in.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Just bring him in. That's where I'm at this point. But Bradley Beal, I really, if he were to take a hometown discount and the money wouldn't be, I would love to see him come off the bench, man. Like, I really would. I'm holding out hope. But if you say the Clippers and that would be their replacement for Norman Powell, it makes all, and that might even be an upgrade. But I'm just like, wow, if we could get something like that off of the bench, that excites me. But Ben Stoney, what's he going for these days, you think?
Minimum? Probably. I don't know that he's got a lot of leverage. I would take Ben Simmons for the minimum. Why not? Why not? Goo, what? Are you ready to say it?
The Looney thing has me feeling some type of way. Go ahead, Stoney, like,
mean,
for real.
You don't think the Warriors are a perfect organization anymore?
No, I told you.
Because they lowball Looney?
Yeah. No, I told you after, and I'll say it to anybody, I told you after they handled the Draymond Poole situation, that cut me. That culture cut me.
Yeah.
But you were about to say, am I ready to admit?
Warriors have botched the Kuminga situation.
No, not if he comes back. Not if he comes back.
You know what? I'll just take this side.
Okay.
They botched it.
Explain. Roxy Bernstein, please explain.
There's no good outcome anymore. They're not going to get value for him.
Oh, man.
He doesn't want to be here.
But you need his services.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be here. So that's a lose. Like, that's lose. If he comes back for 3 for $60, he doesn't want to be here. There's not a spot for him.
But he can't be mad at the Warriors if...
Sure he can. Sure he can. If they're not going to give him $25 million, he can be mad at the Warriors.
He should know they're not.
I mean, Kuminga has effectively been the reason why they haven't done anything. They wanted to get something done sooner rather than later, and they haven't been able to.
I'm hoping he's on the team, but then I guess I'm ignoring what I say matters, and that's culture, and you're right, his feelings if he wants to be there or not. But, man, Stoney.
Would you be disappointed if I said, and I usually don't say this, I hope he's not on the team.
No, I know where you're coming from.
I hope he's not on the team.
You're rooting for him when you say that, I feel like. Like, you want him to start over.
I just don't want him coming back, and here's Butler, and here's Green, and if somebody could explain to me how in the hell it'll be any different next year if Kuminga's on this team, you please tell me how. Oh, Draymond will go to the bench. Okay, for how long? I mean, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I don't like where Bay Area sports are at right now. We got this Kuminga thing. We got Devers. We don't know what to do. Sit him down. And then now you got dudes wanting to get paid in the red and gold out of nowhere. Like, make it make sense. Listen.
Well,
I'm all over.
This is standard operating procedure for the San Francisco 49ers.
But we thought the Ayuk one was over. That was the last one.
What?
And they weren't going to, this was not going to repeat itself.
With all due respect, I'm sure the Niners knew Juwan Jennings wanted more money. Why they have their finger on the pulse.
But why not handle it before it gets to this?
Because maybe they've already told him to pound sand.
Well, man.
That's it. As for Jonathan Kuminga, okay, you ready? You guys got schnookered, which is fine. It happens. We talked all season. Nobody had money. We knew that, but we dismissed it. We just didn't. We didn't want. Well, they can get creative. Yeah, okay. They'll use Kuminga in a deal for Giannis. Okay. But the reality of the situation is nobody had money. We all knew it. Dunleavy said, like to get something done sooner. Please tell me how. I don't know how. And they didn't. And now it's mid-July and they're sitting with a guy who doesn't want to be here.
But we still don't know what's his number. Exactly. That's what's crazy, Stani.
Yeah.
Could 18 or 17 get it done?
I think 14 might get it
done.
Man. Give him the full mid-level. I mean, if you want to trade Jonathan Kuminga, if you want to trade him at the deadline, see if you can get him for four years, $62 million. That's building off the mid-level exception. You'll be able to move that contract easy, probably in the during the trade deadline. But I just 408. You ready?
Give it to me.
From the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Oh, boy. Nah, I'm not. Guru, stop with the Warriors need Kuminga. He would be a part if he plays smart, but it's not a necessity that he stays. That's from the 408. The 408.
All right. I'm telling you, and we don't know what's going on. You tell me if you heard anything with GP2. But if you run this thing back, bringing Horford in, and lose JK, GP2, and Looney, and think it's just, oh, it's nothing to see here. Okay.
Hey, Evan.
Be careful.
Evan, can I ask you a question? Because I feel like I'm going to make, this is going to be a bold statement, and I didn't want to throw it to Goo first. I'm not convinced. How do I want to put this? Hold on. Let me phrase it right. I'm not convinced the Warriors are a better team if Kuminga's on it. There we go. I said it. I'm not convinced they're better. I'm just not. He's a player. Score some points. But tangibly, I'm not convinced they're better.
Well, if he doesn't play, then yeah. Like, he was getting DNP'd, so it theoretically wouldn't make a difference. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, third week of the season. Back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's out.
Yep.
Horford's out. Melton might be out because he's coming off an ACL. Who are you playing?
Tui.
Oh, he finally had his first plus. He's a minus 81
Evan.
Through two games.
Yeah. You know, went into a little scuffle.
Hey, Evan, seriously.
That's his role right now. And his role is when the guy's got to miss games, he needs to be there to start.
And that's why
it's been a failure.
And that's why I think they're not better. Because if Kuminga comes back, he's not starting. And then somebody's going to rest. Kuminga will play more minutes, and he'll either be good or not. And if he's not, guess what? People are going to say, see, he's not that good. But he's going to go out sometimes and get 25.
Yeah.
And then people are going to say, see, he's the guy. And you know what? I just don't want to go through it for another year. And if somebody can prove to me that if he's back on the team, we won't go through it, then I'd be open to him coming back. But I look at the roster, and if Jonathan Kuminga comes back for the Warriors, it's the same thing all over again.
But that's not them being better. That's just you not wanting to go through it again.
Right, but I'm not convinced that...
Like, he did help you win a couple games last year that, by the way, you needed to win.
Mm.
Otherwise, you would have been in the 9-10 game.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that he makes this particular team right now a better team with just the situation they're all in right now.
Well, then trade him for Sharge and Carter. Two second-round picks.
That's what you sound like. Yeah, Evan, he said,
you're going to do that right now?
Get it over with.
Go ahead. Yeah, why not?
But are you better?
I don't know that you're worse. I don't know anything about Devin Carter.
Well, that's my...
And I don't know anything about Kuminga.
I mean, Carter's all right, but man. All right, Stani, be careful what you wish for. That's all I'm going to say. And I think he's coming back. They ain't just, I got to believe, man. He'll be in that Warrior uniform.
A couple texts, and this says it all on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 415, JK took advantage of every opportunity when somebody got hurt over his career. It didn't matter, because once they came back, JK went right back to playing less minutes. 510, Kuminga does not make the team better. Get what you can for him. I also don't want Bradley Beal.
Okay. All right. And I'll say this, to just my last thing on Kuminga. I know you two both disagree. I think had he not missed those 31 games with that foot injury, Jimmy Butler might not even be a Warrior. Like, I believe that. And that's just bad, bad luck for him. And that's predicated on him balling, Stoney.
Weren't they a 500 team with Kuminga? And weren't they 25-26 when they traded for Kuminga?
But he was out.
I mean, traded for
He was out.
Right, but he had only been out for like, what, 10 games?
But they had missed him. We talked about it. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. And that thing just kept prolonged. That just was, man. You sound like Melvin at the podium yesterday.
I get he got hurt, but nobody was happy with this team when Kuminga was playing like he was playing. They might have been happy with Kuminga, but I don't know where they're at.
And the best part of the, and I get it, the best part of the acquisition of Jimmy Butler is what it did for Steph, because we were sitting here, bilateral knee tendon tonight, is he losing a step? And boy, that thing just, how that went away fast, quick, and in a hurry. When Jimmy Butler got here and put on that Warrior uniform, not only just his play, but what it did for Steph, man. Man.
From the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line, 415, but Steiny, it was always choppy minutes for Kuminga. Yeah, and I hear you. And it's going to be choppy minutes in the future. How can it not be? This from the 510. Guru, you still think the war? Okay.
Go ahead.
I didn't.
Why would you be sorry? Nobody took money from me.
Guru, you still think the Warriors are the basketball edition of heaven?
No, I don't know how many times I got to say it. You know, they got to get my trust back, man. That hurt. That whole fiasco hurt. And imagine if we had him. We won't even do that today.
What?
Imagine if we're sitting with Looney's new teammate, Jordan Poole. How you feel about this? Hey, Steph, take a couple nights off. We got it. Kuminga, we got it.
Kuminga.
Man, what is going on? Seriously. I can't wait for it to be done. I think we all agree on that.
Don Dada, 1200 on the YouTube chat. They would have been easy 15 games under 500, Steiny, the way the three stars were playing. I don't know about that, but, you know, nobody thought they were going anywhere when they traded for
Jimmy
Butler.
You think LeBron's off the table?
No, not necessarily.
What is going on there?
In fact,
I'm serious.
We can talk about him on the other side, and I'll relay a little story that happened to me yesterday where I was very something happened, and I was just like, oh, my God. I didn't expect that.
I can't wait.
And I'll tell you what that is on the other side. Today's the first day, ladies and gentlemen, of our All-Star Week prize blowout. Every day this week, each show is going to give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. Listen, at 12:30, that's coming up in 20 minutes to learn how you can win. And if you're wrapping up the workday like me, it is time to flip the mental switch, time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka, N-U-E, New Vodka, American-made, award-winning, 7 times distilled for that clean, crisp taste you want in your go-to drink. You're getting real quality here with New, ladies and gentlemen. No fluff, no pretense, just great vodka that doesn't make your wallet hurt. No velvet rope needed. And hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. Those are game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E. Not just my pick, it can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax, make the right call. Grab New Vodka in stores now or head to newvodka.com to find it near you.
If I were your program director, I would fine you every time you make a reference to a Pennsylvania high school.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 12:30, your chance to win a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise store. This is our all-star blowout all week. Listen at 12:30 to our show for a chance to win some awesome prizes.
There you go. That's big. They had a tough loss to the Aces, but they played them hard.
The Valks?
Yeah, over the weekend. They'll get back at it tonight.
Phoenix Mercury tonight. Yeah. Yes. All right. Let's go to, we got a couple, let me clean up some calls here and then we'll get back into it. Well, not that we're not going to be back into it once we take the calls. Big D, Big D's in the hospital. What's up, Big D? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all good. Nice to hear you guys again. Calling in on my lunch. I called in, you know, the other day I was listening to my hip-hop throwback station and I heard Guru on there, man, and you did a real good job.
Hey,
Guru.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. 102 Jams, Tony. Hey. I filled in for Chewy. I appreciate it.
Everybody else was like, who's this new guy on the radio? I said, man, that's Guru from 95.7.
Way to have my back.
Hey, they said, hey, he's cool. They said, you're cool with the homies now.
All right.
All right, Steiny, you got to step it up, man. You got to get on there.
I'm on live. Right. I'm on live 105 at 9 o'clock in the morning.
He's got something thank going
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I won't be listening to that one, buddy. All right, you guys, take care. All right,
bye bye. Oh, that's all. Wow. Yeah, I filled in for Chewy Friday.
It said he wanted to take. You wanted to talk about Juwan Jennings, but I guess.
Oh,
not.
Okay. I am shocked, Snotty, that he. I feel like he knows. They said we're not giving you no new money, and that's how this got out. And I'm not mad at him. But boy, you better be careful, because that list that you read off, I would have paid every one of those dudes. I don't know if I'd do it for Jennings.
Well, I'm not going to pay him $30 million.
Right. Well, we know. Yeah. He ain't asking for that. But it's just more drama.
They're toughest.
The disease of me.
Yeah. All started by players more selfish than him.
So now getting paid is selfish.
Nah. He's just following.
I ain't mad at him. Get paid.
Yeah.
28 years old?
Yeah, it's ruined another offseason.
If your culture can't withstand guys getting money, Stoney, it doesn't ruin anything.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I know, we all, Lynch and Shanahan, they're great. They're unbelievable. They're incredible. What a great 8-year run. Well, they made the playoffs 4 out of 8 years. And here's my question. At what point, when you assess Lynch and Shanahan, do you say, well, what about the off seasons? How have they managed the off seasons? Isn't that part of being a great front office?
But I don't think you get to the heights that they've gotten over the last.
Haven't, like, here's the thing.
Okay,
won a title and you paid everybody.
But you got to 2 Super Bowls.
But you didn't win it.
All right.
And that leaves people with a bad taste in their mouth.
Except the guys that got paid.
Exactly, and they haven't gotten it done.
Outside of IU, Stoney, is there one Niner that you would have said? Because, again, I heard this. I didn't play in the league. When a guy is trying to get more money, you don't talk about it. Like, you don't look at him or judge him amongst the players. So I don't think if I say the offseason, obviously it looks like it didn't matter because everybody got their chicken, no matter how long it lasted. But on the field, they galvanized together and got as close to getting it done as possible. So I'm going to say it doesn't affect the on-field product.
Well, like you said it. Like, you're talking like they won a Super Bowl, and that's why guys got paid. The reality is they didn't win a Super Bowl, and guys got everything they asked for.
Okay.
Every guy who came with his hand out got fed. Juwan Jennings has his hand out, and how are you going to play it? How are the 49ers going to play it?
If I was at the helm, do you know what the first metric I look at, Steiny?
Toughness?
How is he, an A player or a B player? I'm just going B-level player. And those other dudes you mentioned, there was nothing to see here. And I was Team Ayuk. He got more than I thought he was going to get. More power to him.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I'm being real, Steiny.
Tell me why Ayuk is better than Jennings. Like, tell me why he's a better receiver than Juwan
Honestly,
James.
I think he's, one, he's younger. Two, he's more athletic. Three, I think he has a better catch radius. And four, I don't think the Niners use Ayuk as much as they should. And that's why the biggest form of, or sign of respect was the contract.
What a terrible deal that was for Brandon Ayuk.
Even before him getting
hurt. Terrible deal.
Oh, wow, man.
And I heard Shasky saying this in the morning. What'd and he actually was talking about, you know, Jennings, but, you know, when he was talking about Ayuk, like, they shouldn't have paid Ayuk $30 million. He's not a number one.
So why did they?
Because.
And you can't get mad at Ayuk for that.
I'm not mad at Ayuk for that.
I'm just saying, like, so who's that on?
It's on the front office.
Well, he got hurt.
It's all on the front office. They extended McCaffrey. We'll see what he's like this year. Trent Williams is back. We'll see what he's like this year. Ayuk's back this year, but he's going to miss some time. Like, and what Shasky said that I kind of agree with is the 49ers don't use their number one receiver like other teams use their number one receiver.
Hello, and that's why I thought Ayuk was on the first thing out of here, because I thought it was all about numbers, but you know what numbers it ended up being about, Stani? The one on the check. So that was like, I know you're going to call me crazy. I felt like that contract was almost hush money. Like, yeah, you don't get to put up the St. Brown numbers and the CeeDee Lambs and the Justin Jeffersons and the Chases of the world and Higgins, but we'll pay you as such. So that's why I would, you know, let's not act like nothing popped off with Ayuk a few months back where there's some weird stuff going on exactly. Instagram.
Exactly. They paid a guy who doesn't want to be here.
Now that's a problem.
Well, welcome to Jonathan Kuminga's world.
But we don't know that for facts, Donnie.
Okay. No, you're right. Kuminga's chomping at the bit.
No, I'm talking about
to come down.
I'm talking about IU.
But you were the one who just referenced his Instagram.
Yeah, knowing that I feel like I'm sometimes the IG police, but I still know there's a way for that not for him not to be one out of town.
We don't know that.
They wasn't know a good, that. Yeah, it wasn't a good look.
Let's go to Tim. Tim's in North Carolina.
Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Talk to us, man.
I had a couple of things for you.
Yeah.
I had a couple of things, guys. So if Looney, the 10-year vet role player, like at if he eventually was burnt and understood that the mind games kind of got to him, I only imagine the 4-year lottery pick. Like, how can you even come close to thinking this guy's mentally mature enough to go through that? That's one thing. Mm. And the second thing, I'm with Stani 100% for different reasons, obviously. But let the guy go, man. Let him go. Like, I mean, listen to what Stani just said, Goo. He literally said.
I hear you.
And Evan tried to support it a little bit. But it done got to the point where we don't even think the team is better with him on it. Like, obviously. Like, we done forgot every good thing this kid has ever even done on this team.
Yeah, and not me.
He would never win here, man. He's done. And the thing about the signing trade, J.K. has to – his team has to agree to the signing trade, which means the team that wants him is offering him a number on that signing trade that he's going to be happy with. So free him. Devin Carter was a lottery pick. Who cares? Your culture is all of that and all of this. Free him and take Devin Carter and do something with him. Like, let the guy go. But when one of the main hosts on the station is to the point of saying – we're not even good with him here. He didn't do anything in Phoenix to help us win. He didn't do anything in the two Houston games to help us win. He didn't help close out the Lakers after the injury to help us win. Like, guys, like, we don't even know anything good that he's done anymore because we're so burnt out of it. So just free this guy, Stani. You like, this guy don't want to be here. Let him go. Just let him go. Take pennies on the dollar.
Oh, Tim, wow.
Just get you a lottery pick, Goo. Devin Carter was a lottery pick. If your culture is what it is, develop Devin Carter and let the guy go. It's not that nobody wants Kuminga. It's that the Warriors won't agree to let him go.
Yeah.
So I say free him and let's start from scratch, Goo. That's what we got to do.
Man.
That's what we got to do, fellas.
Thanks,
right,
Tim.
Man, y'all take care,
you
fellas.
Too.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, that's I forget the rapper's Donnie, but his song is "That's What I Ain't Gonna Do," and they very well may do that. But if you and Tim are there, and he's looking at Looney and that soundbite, trying to correlate it to anything with Kuminga, I just like, man, I'm just not running my team taking pennies on the dollar just because I got to find a way to talk to my coach or the coach. We got to do something to incorporate this dude, what he does good, what he's good at.
I'm not sure everybody knows how tough this is for the Warriors and Kuminga and another team. If another team were to come out of the woodwork right now and offer Kuminga 4 for $62 and he signs it, the Warriors are going to match it. The Warriors will match that. That's like $18 million a year, right? Less than that. It's about $16 million a year. At that point, you match and you bring him back.
Because
it's now it's a team-friendly deal.
Wow, man. And that's why, just again, play the same record again and again. I get it, Stoney, but the bottom line is there's no way in hell Kuminga or his team, I believe, turned down $30 million, man. I just don't.
All right, it's time to give away that $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. Here's how it's going to work. Sometime over the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you three clues, all right? Three clues. And after that, we're going to play a sounder. And that's when you call into our contest line and tell us which former All-Star we're talking about. So stay tuned and listen for those clues. In other words, some point in the next half hour, we're going to give you three clues. And then you're going to hear the sounder. And at that point, you call into the contest line. And if you get the answer right, you get a $100 gift certificate to the Valkyries merchandise store.
That's big.
So you can get how much are those really nice, thick, hooded sweatshirts? Are they over 100 or like 85, 90?
I want to say...
I think you can get a good one for 100.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And they got some beautiful colors, too.
Who's that?
The Valkyries.
Oh. Yeah, you know, it's colors, so some people probably really like them. Other people might not like them. That's dumb, Steiny. The only thing you do is sign and trade. Well, 408, you may think it's dumb, but a lot of people think that's now within the realm of possibility. Because if you can't get anything for Kuminga now... Maybe you bring him back here and you trade him in February.
Unless he's averaging 21 and 10 and playing the best basketball.
Well, if he's averaging 21 and 10, I got to believe the Warriors will be 20 and 28.
We got a Willard text.
At that point.
If the Warriors are so wrong about Kuminga, why hasn't any other team made him an offer at that number he deserves? And I would just respond to Willard. I thought, from my vantage point, is nobody has the bread.
Some teams have the $14 million. I gotta believe.
Oh, the 14. Oh man. Well, yeah.
Boy, was this played poorly
by both or him?
Kuminga's agent mostly. But you know the Warriors. I don't know if the Warriors messed this up or not.
We'll find out.
But if they really thought that they were going to get a really good sign and trade for Kuminga, I'm not sure why they would have thought that way, because it's hard to get value for a restricted free agent. And the other thing is, and this is a good point, always worth mentioning, if you sign and trade Kuminga right away, you can only take half the money back.
And that was, man.
If you re-sign him and trade him in February, you can get all the value back.
Now, you talked about it, you and Tim, and Willard to a degree. I mean, we've had 4 years of it, Stoney. It's not the worst thing on earth. It's not open-heart surgery to have him on your basketball team. And I do wonder all these the stuff that has not happened or manifested this offseason, if you were to bring him back, in a crazy world, could somehow this be the most productive and easiest season with him? I don't know, but it don't look like he's not going to be wearing – to me, it looks like he's wearing a Warrior uniform. the longer this thing goes.
So I'm looking at Bobby Marks right now on ESPN.
Yes.
And it's got Bobby Marks' Warriors to-do list. And the first thing was get clarity on the Kuminga situation. You know what? They do have clarity. He doesn't want to come back. They don't want, like, the clarity is the clarity. He either doesn't want to come back, they're not offering him enough, he wants too much, they can't get an offer from another team. Like, that's the clarity.
No, the clarity is it's still in limbo.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there is no
the clarity. The clarity is nobody's offering him crap.
No.
And
including his current team.
Exactly. So, I mean, I get it's semantics, but I think they've gotten total clarity on Kuminga. So nobody wants to give him what the Warriors want.
Mm.
So what the Warriors
know
back.
He's a talent, and it just makes it more maddening. Yeah, they couldn't fit him into this system for whatever reason, but they know they're not taking pinto beans back for Jonathan Kuminga, who could go on to maybe do some stuff in this league.
The second thing was patch up the front court. Obviously, Looney left. And then the third thing was replace the glue guys, which is Looney and probably Gary Payton II.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean,
good luck. And GP2 is not out of town yet. But, Stani, man, who's your best on-ball defender without Gary Payton II?
I'm looking at the Al Horford. Al Horford's still in still in the mix, but the Warriors haven't made any. I'm still looking at Bobby Marks.
So for Warrior fans out there, you think GP2's tenure with the Warriors is tied into what Kuminga does? Is that I don't get that.
I mean, how tough is it to say, Gary, we want you back on the minimum? Take it or leave it.
Man.
I mean,
I hear you, man.
You and me are very different.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Like,
yep.
Like, Looney, with all due, you know, I like Looney, but.
Well, do you?
Yes. He should have taken 2 for $16.
But he told you why he was getting a bump on a pickle for Lesser. He basically was saying Lesser was playing. What do I got to do to earn your trust?
I mean.
And you want to bring a 40-year-old in here. Good luck with that. It ain't playing back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, I
he didn't say that, but that's what he's saying.
What was I going to say about Looney?
Kevon. This is Kevon Looney.
Yeah, Looney and GP2, to me.
Nothing, huh?
They're at the end of their run.
Wow.
I mean,
Oh, you said it. I can't.
I mean, I'm not convinced right now they're worse than last year, just because they lost Looney.
Well, you don't even know who your team is, so
they got 9 guys under contract.
I don't like it. Okay, I mean, Stani Looney ain't even 30 yet.
Right,
you're going boys to men into the road. And shout out to Jesse Moore, J-Mo. Stani was Richie Rich that said that's what I ain't gonna do. Oakland rapper.
Can I also bring up another thing that's puzzling to me? Because it seems to me like everybody loves this guy, and he was a good player when he played. Like, why would people think D'Anthony Melton will stay healthy this year?
I'm one of them.
Well, they want him back. Like,
but you're desperate for help. Let's put the right on the table. You're trying to get something for a bargain. You're at Ross,
right? But.
Payless Shoe Store. Nothing wrong with those entities.
Yes, there is. And what's wrong with those entities is that you have 3 fossils that are leading this team, and now you're going to go get a guy in free agency who's never been healthy.
Yeah, like, I'm totally with you.
How about getting an Iron Man? How about getting a guy who can play 80 games a year?
He's in New Orleans. His name was Kevon Looney.
Well, I mean, he was an
Iron Man.
We need production out of guys. And
I'll tell you, my mom used to say, son, you got a champagne budget with beer money. Like, they don't got a lot to get all what you're talking about. And that's why Melton is being entertained.
What'd they finish last year? Seventh in the West? Yeah, seven.
What's your point?
They're not even a playoff team right now.
But you just said they were better, maybe. With
mean?
The nine guys and without Kuminga, you and Tim from Raleigh.
No, I said I don't think they're better.
No. Yeah.
Or I don't think he, you know, they're better with him. I just.
It is uncanny. We'll see what goes down. But I'm on the record. Nobody cares, Donnie. I want Kuminga back and then kick the can down the road. And what if he was to have a great year, a first half? Then you probably don't even want to move him at that point.
El Guapo de Califas, Steiny, newsflash, Iron Men don't want to come to the Warriors.
Well, they got three of them already. Curry, who? Dre, and Jimmy.
Do you know what an Iron Man is?
Stop.
Apparently not. Iron Man is somebody who you can count on day in and day out.
A better movie than the new Superman. I know that. Oops.
Robert Downey.
Dude, Evan and I are fighting, Steiny. We're trying not to.
No. I'm on.
I'm mad at you, Evan. I ain't told you all day. I'm mad at you.
You're mad at me because you're also mad at your kid.
I took my kid and his friend to see Superman. It was sold out. It was the worst Superman of the 11 made I've ever seen. It was almost like a, what do you call that, Steiny? A spoof when you make it funny, a comedy. And then Evan comes next day. I liked it. That made me mad.
I thought it was pretty good. Made me chuckle.
They had Superdog in the movie.
His name's Crypto.
I've never knew Superman had a dog. Steiny, he had lines.
Oh, I'm going to leave it. Movie. No, it does. It sounds like a really good movie.
And Superman was a wimp. He lost every fight.
Except for the one that mattered.
I'm going to stop. My kid got mad at me, him and his friend.
Why? Because you're a grown man going to a cartoon?
It's not a cartoon.
The way
oh my
you
God,
said
it's got real actors.
He sounds like Norm.
Have you seen a movie since 1964?
Yes, I have.
A cartoon hurts. Oh, man. Anyway, it was terrible, but Evan liked it.
Evan, how old are you?
30.
Yeah. What are you getting at, dude?
Superman. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Grown men.
Was the Dwight Howard version of Superman, not the Shaquille O'Neal.
Still in the Hall of Fame.
You guys are grown men.
Cartoon, Evan. Now I'm mad at Steiny.
Grown men.
We're goody.
You got to get outside
more. The
movie
theater was packed with grown-ups. Well, we're hardly any kids there. Yeah. Grown-ups take this serious.
I think the Daffy Duck movie's coming in next week. You guys going to hit it?
Oh, what was the Looney Tunes Back in Action? You seen that one? That's live.
Oh, I got to give him a 3. Oh, boy.
There's only one cartoon movie I would go to see, and that's a Foghorn Leghorn remake. Now that.
And that's why it would never be done.
You saw Porky Pig this weekend.
That's all, folks.
I don't follow.
I think he hits third for the Giants.
I thought the guys this morning went in.
Was that
much.
Devers?
Yes. Shasky and Spadoni say, then we all got a little spare tire. I don't think that's his problem, though.
No, you. Why don't you apply for that Giants trainer job? Since you want to shut him down.
Oh, Evan, I love you to death, Steiny. You know, yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Don't forget, on the other side, your chance to win a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise store. That's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.